There was a man who found a lamp and started to rub it. Sure enough, out popped a genie. The genie told him he had 3 wishes. The man couldn't believe his good fortune, so he thought for a moment and said, "I'd like a house on the beach. Make it 20,000 square feet with a boat slip." Poof, he was in his new house. Then the genie said, "What's your next wish?" The man replied, "I'd like a black BMW fully loaded with the best stereo system money can buy." Poof, the guy was suddenly driving his car. As he was cruising down the highway and was so excited, a commercial came on the radio and he started singing along. "Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener." Poof. What one thing would you ask of God if you knew absolutely it would not be refused? Solomon had such a choice to make in our first reading today. After his father David died, Solomon, as a young man, became king over Israel. And while he was at the place called Gibeon, the Lord appeared to him in a dream during the night. God said, "Ask, what shall I give you?" This is better than any genie in a bottle wish, the God who made heaven and earth saying he could have any request without condition. Solomon's answer qualifies it for inclusion as one of the great prayers of the Bible. Here's what he prayed for. "Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" Solomon was asking for wisdom to be a good king. Today, all 3 readings share a common underlying theme of wisdom. The first reading, Solomon was given such a choice, and he chose wisely. In hearing him speak with God, we discover the request was not selfish or self-centered, which pleased God. It showed reverence toward God and respect toward God's people. Requesting wisdom from God already tells us that Solomon possessed the gift of wisdom, and God was pleased to grant his request and much, much more, as the passage tells us. In the letter to the Ephesians, Paul tells us to live wise lives, not to be caught up in debauchery, but to be filled with the Spirit. He says, "Sing and make melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to the God and Father at all times, and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." In the gospel passage, Jesus tells us he is the living bread come down from heaven. If we consume this bread, we will have eternal life. What is the living bread other than the wisdom of God that comes to us through Christ Jesus? God's Spirit alive and moving among us today, just as much as at the time of Solomon. Paul and Jesus tell us today, God's wisdom, as our brothers and sisters in the United Church of Christ remind us, is still speaking. The ancient idea of wisdom was always understood as the Spirit and embodied by the feminine. The biblical understanding of wisdom actually has its roots in ancient international concepts of wisdom that circulated among imperial civilizations of the Egyptians, the Babylonians, and the Persian elites. In many ways, according to biblical scholar Gail Yee, lady wisdom in the biblical context was an ancient fantasy of what the ideal woman should be. Israel's chokmah becomes Sophia in Greek and sapientia in Latin. The Greek Ma'at, the Egyptian Ma'at, the Greek Athena, the Celtic Serduin are all goddesses of wisdom. The Blessed Virgin Mary is also part of this tradition and is given the title Sede Sapientia, Seat of Wisdom. Tradition sees Mary as the human fulfillment of Lady Wisdom, the ideal wife and mother that we hear read of in Proverbs chapter 31. Wisdom, throughout religious traditions, both ancient and Judeo-Christian, ground the idea of wisdom in the feminine, that which gives birth to life. Wisdom is present with God before creation and with God in creation. God's wisdom comes to us in and through the incarnation of Jesus, the Logos, the Word, the very mind of God becoming flesh. Today's gospel tells us we are to feed on the flesh and blood of Christ. We are to come to the table to feast at the wisdom of God that allows us to participate in the very nature of God who gives life to us. What does wisdom do for us? The gift of wisdom places us in proper perspective of who we are in relation both to God and to one another. Wisdom gives us discerning hearts, the ability to have knowledge of what to do in any given situation. Knowledge applied not only to our minds, but to our hearts. Discernment is a lifelong process that never stops. We are always required to discern the right thing to do in any situation. The gift of wisdom helps us in our discernment, giving us clarity about what is right and wrong, what gives life and comes from God, and what does not. In the beginning of my homily, I asked, what one thing would you request of God if you knew it would not be refused? Have you been thinking this over? Do you think your petition might make it as one of the great prayers of the Bible? The Spirit of God already knows the hearts of each of us and invites us to ask for whatever it is in the deepest recesses of our hearts. Neither should we assume that we don't have anything significant enough to ask because we aren't a king like Solomon. This is about the heart. This is heart work. What really is in your heart? Solomon's prayer was a great one because his heart was right when he prayed it. And it may surprise you in the end, God gives you what you asked for, and maybe even all you did not ask for. Poof. I will end now with a famous prayer for wisdom by Reinhold Niebuhr that has been adapted by 12-step programs around the world. Let us pray. God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish one from the other, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.